Dear Log, I've been thinking a lot about victimhood lately, and I've concluded that I don't necessarily think it is a bad thing. The whole way through my journey, there have been spots where I've stopped and fallen into a pit of despair. I collapse under the sheer weight of everything that is going wrong, unable to move forward. I lose hope and feel sorry for myself. But eventually, I will get up and keep going. I am wondering if perhaps these pits of victimhood are necessary breaks on the journey, a journey that I am otherwise progressing on. Any progress is good progress, even if you are moving at a snail's pace, and for a long time, that snail's pace was the best that I could do. Perhaps I couldn't have done it without this victimhood. But now, times are changing, and I'm detaching from that state of mind because I realise that it no longer serves me. I don't want to be the victim. The way a rocket ship will break apart and dispose of the pieces that no longer serve it, I too am disposing of the once necessary parts that now hold me back. Something strange is happening to me lately. Upon noticing myself falling into these pits, a new voice is pulling me out of them. I don't let myself fall into them so much. But where has this strength come from? I wonder, are the pits getting less intense? Or am I getting stronger? I was standing in the shower before wondering why it hurts so much to just simply stand. I think because I'm not suicidal, people always think that my pain isn't that great. I just think that I'm not a coward. But the journey is always hard, and I always ask myself the question, will it always be this hard? Parts of my victimhood is a cry for the people around me to care. I know that. I need something outside of myself. I see this in the need for the huge success, the perfect body, and the acceptance from my peers. My happiness is always one day, over there. So much of my journey this year has been about turning around and building a home within myself. And with this comes one big, obvious problem. What the fuck does that look like? How do I create a new reality when I have no model of what it should look like? When I have not experienced it before? The truth is, I've had to change so many of my internal thought patterns in order to get out of depression that I've basically had a lobotomy. I let go of my limiting beliefs and mindsets, and now I don't know what I'm meant to replace them with. For example, I used to exercise a lot, but my old motivation was eating disorder voices that told me I was a piece of shit if I didn't get up and go for a run. Now without these voices, I'm finding it difficult to motivate myself to stay fit. How do I create a new way of being when I don't know what it looks like? Do I simply use my imagination or build upon it incrementally? The bottom line is this. I don't know what happy looks like. What I do know, however, is what it is not. It is not anything that makes me feel bad, small, or not good enough. So goodbye to the eating disorder voices, the overanalyzing social situations, and the jobs that do not suit me. It is not anything that acts as a distraction. So goodbye Instagram, toxic relationships, and my never-ending to-do list. As for building what is, I'm following what makes me feel good in my heart. For physical health, I need 8 to 15 hours of sleep a night, an abundance of organic food, and daily meditation. I need a job where I can work from home. I need to always be surrounded by flowers, have constant repetition of my gratitude list, and interesting conversations. I need to always be learning. I need access to books, podcasts, and study. I need time to feel every day. That is, to tap into flow state. I do this through art or simply by dancing. I need clothes so I can express who I am, even if this means turning a bedsheet into an outfit. I need to satisfy my feelings of adventure, of exploration, of curiosity. In terms of exercise, I've developed something I call backyard gymnastics. I'm committed to spending 20 minutes a day in my backyard doing anything. Maybe I'll stretch. Maybe I'll do reps. Maybe I'll do Tai Chi or dance, or dance and do Tai Chi at the same time. I call this dance chi. All of this I do in my jammies and usually without breaking a sweat. Behind this is the ethos to move for the sake of moving rather than for a specific outcome. And I'm enjoying it. It feels good. I realized that it took more energy to feel sad about the state of my fitness than it does to actually do something about it. To build a home within oneself means investing in yourself rather than over there. In the past, I borrowed life force energy from my internal pools in order to give myself the promise of one day. I used to seek distraction and drama because me was a painful place to be. I've done so much work clearing the trauma and muck inside of myself that now me is a nice place to be. I've turned it from a swamp into a cottage, and right now I'm working on turning my cottage into a castle. Enjoying being at home within myself has made me realize that I'm not happy whenever I am pulled off center. I can feel when I overextend myself, when I give myself away. I can feel when instead of meeting someone halfway, I'm meeting them 60-40. Sometimes I overextend myself by one standard deviation, sometimes two, sometimes three. And it is always to someone who needs me, or to a good grade, or to an expectation from society. And it is very rarely worth it. I'm becoming more attuned to recognizing these standard deviations and stronger at saying no to them. People with autism are 6 times more likely to commit suicide in Australia, and I know exactly why that is. It is because the world expects too much from us. They ask us to meet them 90-10 on their level, and they never turn around to look at us. I was sitting in the backyard today meditating, and I thought about how fucking good it feels to just simply breathe. But then I realized something. The last time I smoked DMT, I remembered how good it felt to just breathe. And then I realized, I do know what this looks like. I have seen glimpses of it when I've meditated, when I've done breath work, when I've taken acid, when I've smoked DMT. These experiences have unconsciously become my North Star. They have given me a glimpse of what peace looks like, and I've unconsciously been trudging through the swamp trying to get back there. An experience like taking acid may transport you to this place, but it will not keep you there. There is a quote that I can't fully remember, and I cannot find who said it, so I'm going to rewrite it in my own words and half claim it. Psychedelics may put you into the room with God, but only meditation will keep you there. You make it through the swamp through 1,000 micro decisions. Over and over and over again, you must choose this path. Over and over and over again, you must get up out of the pits of despair. For the first time in my life, it is becoming easier. I'm falling less into the pits, and I'm disidentifying from the voice of the victim who lives down there. As I sat on the grass today and cleared my mind, I heard the birds in the distance. Not one bird, not two birds, but three. I felt the wind so gently part around my back. The only reason I could notice these things is because my mind was free from distractions. And I thought to myself, this is it. This is life. This is what we work so hard to have time off to appreciate. It is to sit in the sun on a day unappreciated by most. I breathed deeply, and I realized that sometimes a whole day will go by where I haven't breathed deeply once, not unless I'm conscious about it. And that's the key word here, conscious. To enjoy life, you have to first be conscious of it. And this means being conscious of the fact that we are always losing it. You have to be brave enough to look that pain in the face over and over and over again if you want to feel the beauty of life, in order to feel it all. I'm finding pleasure in that discomfort, or at least finding meaning. And that is the magic that will forever make up my home.